It's Wednesday, November 20, and with your 7 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Vidbian. Telkom has successfully completed 8 fibre to the X projects, investing around 35.5 million Namibian dollars to enhance the country's communications infrastructure. CEO Stanley Shanapinda highlighted that these 2023-24 projects aim to replace outdated copper infrastructure, which has been vulnerable to theft and damage, with more reliable and efficient fibre technology.
The expansion adds 233,850 meters of fiber, enabling high-speed internet connectivity to 7,838 urban, particularly in traditionally underserved regions. These projects therefore demonstrate the power of collaboration in delivering essential infrastructure improvements. We are confident that the fiber network will serve as a valuable asset to Namibia for years to come.
A new UNESCO survey shows that two-thirds of influencers do not verify the accuracy of content before sharing it. This finding is part of the organization's groundbreaking study set to be revealed at a press conference today. In its first ever global survey, UNESCO has collected data from content creators in 45 countries, shedding light on their practices and the ethical dilemmas they encounter. We sought comment from local digital media expert Nrupesh Soni on effects this might have on the elections and first-time voters.
That also means that the youth, a lot of Namibian youth are first-time voters. They might be making decisions based on manipulated content and uninformed choices rather than understanding the issues at play and both sides of the story. So the responsibility is not just on the influencers, but also on media professionals, policymakers, and the platforms themselves to address this.
South Africa's Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure, Dean McPherson, has called for immediate action to stop criminal syndicates from abusing the local procurement rule in the construction industry. Speaking at the National Construction Summit in Durban, McPherson condemned the misuse of the 30% local procurement rule as syndicates demand payments from contractors without performing any work, calling for a review of the rule to protect legitimate businesses instead of facilitating extortion and corruption.
To end the influence of these criminal syndicates at infrastructure projects, it will require that we remove the incentives for these criminal syndicates to operate at these sites. Once we open the door to negotiations, and once we give in to paying what is essentially a bribe, it means that these criminal syndicates are incentivized to repeat their actions elsewhere and continuously.
Sudanese Armed Forces leader Abdel Fattah al-Burhan has raised concerns over internal conflicts with Sudan's former ruling National Congress Party following the reinstatement of an ally of an ousted leader, Omar al-Bashir, as its head. And according to Reuters, the party's influence within the military has reportedly impacted decision-making during the ongoing 19-month conflict with the Rapid Support Forces, complicating efforts to secure a ceasefire. The United Nations Secretary General says he's deeply concerned about the latest escalation in fighting between Ukraine and Russia. Antonio Guterres' comments follow reports that Ukraine had fired US-made missiles into Russia. Russian President Vladimir Putin also formally lowered the threshold for using nuclear weapons, opening the door to a potential nuclear response by Moscow. Jody Jacobs is at the UN headquarters for us in New York.
And speaking during a UN Security Council meeting on Monday, Russia's ambassador to the UN told council members that its military operation will not stop until its goals have been achieved. The international community here in New York are once again bracing themselves for an escalation in fighting. The U.S. mission here confirming that Washington will be announcing further military assistance to Ukraine in the coming days. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.